Praise thee, Lord, for thy great plan, that we thy dwelling place may be.
Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. These two were faithful slaves of the Lord during their entire Christian lives and have become patterns to us of ones that counted all things lost on account of Christ. Witness Lee completed his most comprehensive work called the Life Study of the Bible just before going to be with the Lord in 1997. This program combines short excerpts from his original speaking along with some of our own comments and fellowship. And as always, we'd like to hear from you with your thoughts or answer any questions that might arise while you're listening. We'll repeat this contact information at the end of the program, but if you have a pen right now, jot down our toll-free number, which is 888-LIFE-STUDY, 888-543-3788. Or you can reach us by email to radio@lsm.org. Now, let's join today's program. We're really happy to have Ron Kangas with us again for this final life study of the Gospel of John. I guess we'd have to say a wonderful journey that we've had through this life study of John. We've seen so much, it's hard to ask you to speak about just one or two points. But I wonder, before we join Witness Lee for the concluding word that he has, maybe you could give us your overall impression from the 51 programs of the life study of John that we've had so far.
The Gospel of John is simply profound. It's simple. The words, the vocabulary, the expressions appear so simple, don't they? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word became flesh. But it's profound also. If you've had the opportunity to follow us through the heart of chapters 14 through 17, you perhaps have some sense of appreciation of the profound depths of the Gospel of John. I'm considering that perhaps the most useful way to convey my overall impression is to use Brother Lee's words articulated toward the beginning of the study, that the Gospel of John is a gospel of life and building. We need to really dwell on these two crucial words, life and building. Life is God Himself. Life is Christ. He said, I am the life. I came that you may have life. And life is the Spirit. Eternal life is not merely an eternal state of existence in another realm. Eternal life is God dispensed into us. It cannot reasonably be denied that the Gospel of John is the gospel of eternal life. The Lord came to die as our Redeemer, that through believing into Him, we would have eternal life. That is, we would have the triune God dispensed into us as our life. So this is the first part of the revelation in John. We need God Himself as eternal life. Life, however, is more of a means than a goal. At first it's a goal because we need to have it in order to carry out God's purpose. But life then becomes the means by which God accomplishes His purpose to have a corporate expression of Himself in Christ through all of the believers. This is what we mean by building. Building, symbolized by the tabernacle, the temple, the flock, the house of God, the vine, the new man, the oneness of the believers. Building is the corporate expression of the triune God. If all of the seeking believers would reread the Gospel of John with this dual focus, life and building, I believe we will receive much light. So the way, according to my impression, into this gospel is through these two precious words, life and building. Life is the triune God. Building is the corporate expression of the triune God. This, in essence, is the message of the Gospel of John.
Ron, you referred back to two of Witness Lee's comments from the very first program on this life study of John, and those two comments related to these two words, life and building. Why don't we join his speaking from that first program as he kind of sets the stage for today's concluding word.
It is so clear that the Bible starts with life and building, and it ends with the same thing. In the beginning, you have life and building, and at the end, you have also life and building. But we all have to realize these are just the two ends of the Bible. What is in between of the two ends? The best book to bridge this span is the Gospel of John. Do you know the Gospel of John starts with in the beginning? In the beginning. And if you read carefully, this book has not been closed yet. It has no end. It is still open. It's still open. So, here we have the span bridged. Bridged with what? I tell you, bridged with what the Bible starts with and with what the Bible ends with. The Bible starts with life and building. The Bible ends with life and building. I tell you, on this bridge in the Gospel of John, you have nothing but, again, life and building. Why the Gospel of John doesn't say in the beginning was theology and in here was doctrine? But it says in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And in this one, in this Word, who was God, was life.
Amen.
You see, life is here. Then at the end of this chapter, chapter 1, the Lord Jesus said something so wonderful. The heaven will be open, and the angels ascend and descend on the Son of Man. This is the fulfillment of Jacob's dream. You know, in Genesis 28, Jacob saw a dream with a ladder from the earth to the heavens. And eventually, he called that place with the ladder Bethel. And Bethel means the house of God. The house of God. Now, you just take care of this one chapter, and in this one chapter you have life and you have the house of God. In the first chapter of John, what you have life and building.
Let's rejoin Witness Lee.
Never forget, this book starts from the Word in eternity past. And this word has passed through a long process of incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. Right? And after such a process, the word in eternity past has become the life-giving spirit, which is the very holy pneuma, breath. And this word pneuma, breath in Greek, also is the word for spirit. It's hard to say this is the spirit or this is the bread. It is both. Today, the very eternal word has become such a pneuma. The bread, the spirit. And this is our process, God, today, for our enjoyment. Amen. And He is now the life, and He is now the spirit in resurrection, working with us, walking with us, moving with us, even living with us. And of course, meeting with us all the time. He, as the life, as the spirit, as the holy bread in resurrection, is all the time with us. He's now meeting, living, moping, working, walking with us invisibly until He comes visibly. This is the very Jesus Christ in whom we believe. And this is the very Lord whom we have received. And this is the very God whom we serve and whom we worship and whom we enjoy. And this is the very all-inclusive spirit who is all the time with us. Praise Him. Just praise Him. He's here. He's within you. He's working with you. He's living with you. He's meeting with all of us. And He's also working with us. One thing more. You all have to know, in fact, this book doesn't have a conclusion. This book is not closed. This book is still under the Spirit's composition. I don't know today's Gospel of John has how many chapters. It may have 2,000 chapters, 3,000 chapters, and after a week, some more chapters will be composed. This book is still under composition, and we are in this composition. Praise Him.
Ron, I like that conclusion to this gospel in our life study. Praise Him. We all have to echo Witness Lee in our praise for the Lord's divine wisdom and riches in His Word. I do want to ask one question here about His concluding word, referring to His comments that the Gospel of John is still being written and is still under the Spirit's composition. What does He mean by that?
Brother Lee does remark in this message that the Gospel of John has no conclusion and that it is still under the Spirit's composition. This is a very rich thought, providing it's rightly understood. We are not saying that the text of the Gospel of John is incomplete. We are by no means saying that anything should be added to the Scriptures. Neither are we saying that there is further divine revelation given apart from the text of the Scriptures. What then do we mean when we say that the Gospel of John has no conclusion and that it is still under the Spirit's composition? Perhaps two things will help us to have a right understanding. First, we may compare the ending of John with the ending of Acts, where Paul is presented as speaking the Word of God in an unhindered way. And a number of preachers and Bible teachers have pointed out that in a sense, the book of Acts is not closed because the acts of the Spirit continue. They have continued throughout the centuries of the church and continue today. Of course, the book of Acts is closed as far as the record in the Holy Scriptures is concerned. but in principle and in experience, Acts continues. The principle is the same with the Gospel of John. In an experiential sense, not in a literal sense, it has no conclusion. This brings us to the second relevant matter. In what sense is the Gospel of John not complete? It is, of course, complete as the Word of God written. Nothing should be added or taken away from it. But because the Gospel of John spans a vast realm from eternity past to eternity future, and because chapters 20 and 21 of John cover the span from Christ's resurrection to his coming back, we may say that as far as the experience of the believers in Christ is concerned, this gospel is still being written. What we have in the last two chapters is a revelation of so many aspects of the Christian life in between Christ's resurrection and his coming back. This chapter gives us principles for following the Lord while we enjoy his invisible presence. While we are following him and enjoying him, we are experiencing him according to the revelation in this book. In this sense, from the standpoint of our experience, the Gospel of John has no ending, no conclusion, and it is still being written. On the one hand, the text of the divine revelation of the Gospel of John is complete and closed. On the other hand, the Gospel of John, in the experience of those who love the Lord and follow him and are one with him, in that sense, the Gospel has no ending, and it will continue to be written until the Lord Jesus visibly comes back to the earth.
Amen. Ron, we've saved some time here at the end, and I was hoping that you might take a few minutes and give us some historical perspective on Witness Lee's life study of the Bible.
In all candor and honesty, I can offer such a perspective because it was my privilege to be present when this burden to carry out the life study of the Scriptures was first presented and began to be carried out. In January of 1974, Brother Witness Lee was sharing with a number of us that the life study of the Bible was a big, fantastic burden. Why was this such a burden? For two reasons, at least. One, there is the burden to help God's people and actually the entire human race to realize that the Bible is a book of life. The Word of God is a word of life. We readily admit, as the Scripture itself indicates, that the Bible is a book of truth. The Bible is a book of Christ. The Bible contains many admonitions for our Christian living. But who among the Lord's children, especially back in 1974, had a clear realization that the Bible is a book of life? The second aspect of this burden is very closely related to the first. In a way, it's the first restated in other words. There is a great need and also a great lack among God's people today to read the Bible in the presence of the Lord for the receiving of life. A very appropriate scripture passage to consider is John chapter 5, where the Lord told the religionists, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life. But you will not come to me that you might have life. Surely the Lord was indicating that we should not come to the Scriptures without coming to Him. So three matters go together as one: the Lord, the Scriptures, and life. And it was Brother Lee's burden from the beginning to begin to have a series of Bible studies which, on the one hand, unfold through proper interpretation the truths of the Scriptures, and on the other hand, point the way to recognizing the fact that the Bible is a book of life, and that this life is Christ for our experience. In 1995, the life study of the Scriptures was completed with a remarkable series of messages on the Song of Songs. I recall that meeting vividly. It was a time of singing and rejoicing and praise to the Lord that through a faithful slave of Christ, serving in the body of Christ and standing on the shoulders of others, had conducted a life study of the entire Scriptures in a span of 22 years. In brief, this study is a life study. It's a study. Study requires diligent labor, concentration, deep thoughts, much consideration. It's a study. At the same time, this study is in life, with life, by life, through life, and for life. Therefore, I would submit to you, it is a balanced approach to the Scriptures. We study the Word, but we study the Word in the presence of the Lord, and we study the Word not only for truth, but also for life. This is the significance, I would say, in the history of Bible interpretation of our life study of the Scriptures. This study began in April 1974 on the book of Genesis. Life study of Genesis, message 1, was our beginning. And if you have the opportunity to hear that classic beginning, you will hear the words of our Brother Lee saying that as the Lord leads, and if the Lord wills, we will study the Bible in the way of life, week by week, and book by book. That was in 1974. I'm speaking, looking backward, on the completion of a monumental task of studying the entire Scriptures in the way of life. It may appear that I'm promoting our publications in and of themselves. Well, I am promoting our publications, but not in and of themselves. I'm promoting them because they contain something most precious and something desperately needed by God's seeking people today. What is this precious and needed thing? In a simple word, it's life, eternal life, the divine, indestructible, uncreated life of God, the life which is God Himself. There are many programs by esteemed scholars and preachers and expositors that open up the scriptures from various angles. We respect them, and we do not regard ourselves in competition with them. But we would forthrightly testify, God's people, especially the seeking ones among God's people, need to know the Lord as life, and they need to experience Christ as life, and they need to study the Bible in the way of life. It is for those seekers that we commend the upcoming series on the life study of Genesis. Listen and enjoy Christ as life.
Thank you, Ron. This has been such a tremendous study on the book of John, and I've enjoyed all of the sessions we've had together.
This program is brought to you by Living Stream Ministry, publisher of the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. To find out more, we invite you to visit our website, lsm.org. There you'll find more than 600 titles from both authors available online. You can also listen to recordings of Witness Lee's spoken messages and see the full array of material that Living Stream has to offer. Again, that's lsm.org. Thanks for listening today.